Breaking news now from Paris, where, as we've been telling you about, there are two hostage situations reportedly underway, one just outside the city, possibly involving the two gunmen in the Charlie Hebdo killings, and one in the eastern part of the city at a kosher grocery store. Political editor of Maclean's magazine, Paul Wells, joins us now from Porte de Vincennes on the eastern edge of the city. That's close to where that second hostage taking is underway, with reported casualties. And Paul, what do you see there?
Well, I'm at a police tape line a couple blocks from whatever is actually going on. There are several dozen here making sure that we don't get much further. By we, I mean journalists and passersby. And about two blocks further down the road, there are hundreds of police officers. And a little further beyond that is, we're told, a grocery where one gunman has five hostages.
Paul, are you hearing from police on the scene that the gunman is the suspect in the shooting death of a policewoman earlier this week?
I'm not hearing that directly, but I'm seeing on social media what you are, and that's sort of the buzz here, is that yes. So, to make sure that everyone's clear on this, on Wednesday there was the Charlie Hebdo slaughter where the two gunmen escaped, and then on Thursday, a single gunman shot and killed a rookie police officer in the south end of Paris. This is apparently that second gunman. And so we're in the bizarre situation where there is a massive armed standoff where I am in the east end of Paris, and an even bigger one in a town about 40 minutes northeast of Paris, happening more or less simultaneously.
What we are seeing so far is that there are two suspects in the shooting of that policewoman. Do you know anything about the other suspect so far?
I don't. What I'm told, and this is by a person who's here outside the perimeter with us, he's got a business colleague's niece in there, and she says that she's one of the five hostages with a single gunman. So I'm hearing sort of third hand, one gunman inside. And we don't know if there was a second shooter yesterday or a second accomplice. We have no idea where that person might be.
Okay.
But obviously what I'm hearing is fragmentary, and you know, there's always a bit of fog of war around situations like this.
And what is the mood there like where you are? Do you feel safe?
Paradoxically, this might be the safest place in France right now. There are certainly 500 police, within two blocks of me. Apparently the calculation, as far as I can understand, is, after two incidents in 2 days when gunmen killed someone and then got away, they have decided that this guy is just not getting out of here. Metro stations, west and east of here have been closed down for an hour, and they're clearly determined that there will be nothing. I may have to leave you. There seems to be some motion among journalists.
Thank you very much, Paul, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Stay safe.